Hey, it's Sarah Arnold Hall, and you're listening to How to Take Action. Massive self-confidence is available to you right now. It is already within you, and you just have to learn how to bring it out, and that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. Because I am an extremely self-confident person. I have walked up to complete strangers in the mall and asked them to subscribe to my YouTube channel. And I have spoken on stage in front of thousands of people. And I'm going to teach you in today's episode how to have that self-confidence in 4 steps. So let's just dive straight in. Step number 1 to creating massive self-confidence is to understand the difference between confidence and self-confidence. When I learned this, it kind of blew my mind. So confidence is your level of trust in your skills. It comes from experience, from doing something a lot. You build confidence through repetition and practice. So when you've done something a bunch of times, you feel confident in your ability to do that. But self-confidence is your belief in your ability to figure things out, even if you've never done them before. So you don't need to repeat something a lot to have self-confidence. You don't need to repeat it ever because you don't build self-confidence. Self-confidence is a decision. So for example, I am a very confident coach because I have coached thousands of sessions on every issue that you can imagine with hundreds of different clients. But to start coaching, I had to make the decision that I would do whatever it took to figure out how to be a great coach. I had to have self-confidence in my ability to figure things out and figure out how to be a great coach, even though I didn't have the skills yet. Self-confidence is so much cooler than confidence because it's not dependent on your past. You can just decide that you're going to have self-confidence right now, that you're going to believe in your ability to figure things out. That is something you can do in this moment today. You do not have to wait until you've done a bunch of practice at something. All right, that brings me to step number 2. Decide to trust yourself. You want to make that decision right now, in this moment, while you're listening to this podcast, that you are going to be willing to do whatever it takes to get what you want. That no matter how hard it gets, no matter how long it takes, no matter what happens, no matter how many times you fail or things go wrong, that you will get back up and try again. That you will do what it takes to figure it out. And I want you to know that this is already true about you, but you may not have realized it, because if you were put in a situation where you did not have a choice, where your life was on the line, you know you could figure out a way to do pretty much anything. I know you know that. So I'm just asking you to bring it to the forefront of your brain and make that decision consciously, that you trust yourself to figure things out. Doesn't it just feel so good to decide that? Nothing needs to happen. You don't need to do any practice. You don't need to say affirmations in the mirror. You just make the decision that you trust yourself to figure things out. All right, step number 3 is to be willing to feel any emotion. This is the key to trusting yourself, because true self-confidence isn't about feeling amazing about yourself all the time. It's about feeling bad and still showing up to get what you want. I think this is something that I have really mastered, is I don't expect myself to feel good when I'm taking action. I mean, I certainly prefer to shift into a helpful emotion that was making me want to take action, but I'm also willing to feel anxious and afraid and angry and upset and stressed and embarrassed and humiliated. I'm willing to feel any emotion to get what I want, because I know that that is the worst thing that can possibly happen in a situation. Worst case scenario of me going down to the mall and asking people to subscribe isn't that they say no. It's not that they throw things in my face. It's the emotion that I will feel if that happens. And I am willing to feel that. I've decided that I am. And I do often have to sit with those emotions. I mean, I was joking the other day that the most common emotion that I feel is cringe. I'm just constantly having to feel cringe about things because that's what my brain brings me. And then I can change it. Then I can shift it. I do. I shift out of my feeling of cringe about all of the things that I do. But it comes up because that's what my brain's decided to feed me, is all sorts of thoughts that make me feel cringe. But I am willing to feel the cringe. And that is how I put out so much content on the internet that isn't perfect. It's far from perfect because I'm prepared to feel cringe about myself. And I think that's probably an emotion so many people aren't willing to feel. But if you can feel cringe or embarrassed or hurt or confused or overwhelmed or whatever emotion, any emotion, if you're willing to feel that, nothing can stop you. One of my favorite ways to allow emotion is to imagine that they've come from a bee sting. Because a bee sting is pretty uncomfortable. I'm not allergic to bees. Obviously, if you're allergic to bees, don't take this as the example. But if you're not allergic to bees, bee stings basically just suck. They're very uncomfortable. They hurt. They don't feel good. But I would never cancel a meeting or an important client call or speaking on stage or anything that I needed to do for my goal because I got stung on the ankle by a bee. That would never stop me. But the sensation of being stung by a bee hurts or feels very uncomfortable. And it's similar to how when you feel an emotion like anger or humiliation or embarrassment or confusion, that your body also has a sensation. The sensations will be different than a bee sting, but they're just vibrations in your body. So you might feel a tightness in your chest. That's really common for me when I feel anxious, is tightness in my chest and my stomach. But I like to imagine that those vibrations in my body have come from a bee sting. Because suddenly it just takes the power out of it. I'm like, oh, I'm just feeling a bee sting? If I'm willing to sit with those emotions, those vibrations, and that's the worst thing that can happen if somebody says no at the mall when I ask them to subscribe to my YouTube channel, which by the way, I'm not doing all the time. It was just for a short challenge. But if I imagine it like a bee sting, I don't make that bee sting mean anything. I don't make it mean that I can't take action. I don't make it mean that something's gone wrong. I'm just like, oh, annoying. Bee sting, guess I got to put up with that today. That is how you can feel about the emotions that you have. Now, I'm not saying you don't want to change them. I absolutely advocate for shifting and transforming your emotions. In fact, I think it's one of the most important things you can do to get yourself to take action. But if you are willing to feel any emotion, then you can get anything you want. So your job is to just allow the uncomfortable emotions to be there and take action anyway. And that leads me to step number 4 to creating massive self-confidence is embracing discomfort. Because when you get good at being uncomfortable, you get good at being in situations you haven't even been in yet. You become a natural at things you've never even tried before. You have an automatic advantage in any situation, and your self-confidence skyrockets. One of my friends, Matheson Brown, he's an extreme sportsman, and he's currently trying to break a speed climbing record. He often does crazy things that not only has he never done before, but sometimes no one else has ever done before. So he cannot rely purely on confidence. He has to have some confidence that he can do these things. Like, he's got to have some skills, but he can't rely on his confidence to get him to the end goal. He has to have self-confidence, a belief in his ability to figure it out, because not only has he not done it, but nobody has done it. And that requires facing a lot of discomfort. And so he used to have written in his Instagram bio, "It's not that I don't like being comfortable. It's just the lowest thing on my priority list." How good is that? You've got to make the thing that you want your absolute top priority and let comfort be at the bottom of the list. If you can do that, you can handle anything. That's actually one of my favorite thoughts. I can handle anything. So I want to offer to you that you start looking for ways to be in uncomfortable situations. Instead of running away from discomfort, how can you put yourself in situations where you might be more uncomfortable than you are right now in order to get to your goal? Because I can guarantee you that you will not feel comfortable the entire way to your goal. And if your brain is looking to feel comfortable, for example, a really common one is if your brain is looking to have all the information it needs before you begin, or to know the perfect strategy. If you are looking for that, you will never get to the point where you are completely comfortable and still hit your goal. It's impossible. You have to do things that are out of your comfort zone to get to the next place. Because if it was already in your comfort zone, you'd already be doing it and you'd already have the result. So how can you start looking for ways to be uncomfortable? Instead of avoiding it, embrace it. Because if you run towards discomfort, you are going to get yourself into situations on purpose that are way more likely to get you the result that you want than if you're trying to avoid it all the time. And if you follow step three and you're willing to feel any emotion, then hey, there's nothing that can stop you from getting the results that you want. That is how to be extremely self-confident. Understanding the difference between confidence and self-confidence, deciding right now in this moment to trust yourself to figure things out, be willing to feel any emotion, and then embrace that discomfort and run towards it. All right, I hope that this episode has helped you feel massive self-confidence, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Hey, if you've got an ambitious goal, you have got to come and get coached by me. I'm going to help you create a streamlined action plan and follow through on it with ease. Together, we're going to tackle every single obstacle that comes up until you hit the goal. So go to saraharnoldhall.com to sign up for coaching now.